The committee will come to order. This is the conference committee on Senate file 2460. Will Dr. Brunigs, President Brunigs? Welcome back to the committee. I think, and maybe I'll be corrected if I'm really wrong, there's only one issue outstanding, which is the student fee section. And the original position of the university, as I understood it, was $50 a semester, $100 per year. And the current House bill is at, we're silent on it, but the university is saying it would be $25 per semester or $50 per year. The Senate has language in the bill that would prohibit any student fee. The House bill currently is at $9.4 million, including the land transfer. If additional dollars were put into the bill, let's see, because I believe there's $2 million a year for student fees. If we put additional dollars in the bill, would the people on this conference committee and would people in who are following this receive an assurance that that would go to taking down the student fee further from $50, $25 a semester, $50 a year?
Yeah, Chair Abrams, members of the committee, the answer is definitely yes. From the very when we use these numbers of $50, $25 a semester, those have been essentially estimates of what we thought the fee could be within the financial model, but we have always said they could be no larger than, and that was the context of our discussion with students. And so our top priority has always been to try to raise as much private money as possible to reduce the student fee. So I can give you absolute assurance that would be our number one priority going forward, and you could be rest assured if any additional money was produced in the bill, the estimate that we have on the table would be reduced.
President Brunigs, if this conference approved and this legislature approved the bill with $1 million more per year, $10.4 million, do we have your assurance that the student fee will be no greater than $50 per year? Not $50, $25 per year. Would we have your assurance that you would produce a financial plan that would lead to that result?
Absolutely.
Well, Mr. Chairman, or Senator Pogamiller, the House offer will be the House position on naming rights, which is no position. Taking the $9.4 to $10.4 million per year, and we have a pretty good audio and videotape of the President of the University of Minnesota assuring not only the conference committee, but also the people of Minnesota and all the constituency group that the fee will be no greater than $25 per student per year. Additionally, the House offer does include an additional $500,000 into the Neighborhood Mitigation Fund. And the language that causes a little bit of consternation about the maximum cost of the stadium would be taken out. That would be the House offer, Senator Pogamiller.
So the you're talking about 2.4, how would that look?
Yeah, exactly.
You would move the number or you just take out?
I would take out the number because you never know if you're going to get a private private gift or something after the stadium is built. I'll give you an example at the Guthrie that we worked together on. Guthrie had some land next to the new Guthrie, and there was a donation of some vacant land that I believe Mr. McGuire and his wife donated for 10 years. And what my concern would be is if the university came into a gift like that, that that would be added into the project cost for the stadium, and it may blow the number. I don't know if Mr. Fitzenreiter has any thoughts about that, but I think we have the assurance that the number is going to be around $248 million, but we don't want to hold them to exactly $248 million, I don't believe.
Give us a five-minute recess.
Okay. Our fiscal staff says that in redoing the numbers, the House bill is currently at approximately 9.25 million. So our motion would be 10.25 million. Plus making sure of those other items that we discussed previously. Senator Fogelman.
Would you give us like a minute and a half recess? 2 minutes recess.
Absolutely.
Thank you. They have. I got a big chunk right here.
You
got to
go over the
sewer. Where's your diagram? Back here. Here. I don't know if they got it. Yeah. See, they don't show the Dakota County piece. I think the Dakota County.
I thought it's the same.
So, right. Something to do with the park that they're working on. And there.
Oh, with Phelps, yeah. And Mark Wilby, yep. Downtown.
You guys in the university are okay with this at half a million litigation? What? At a half a million?
No, at 1.5 million.
At 1.5 million? Oh, really? And the university comes up with that money?
Yeah.
It's yeah. Oh, it's 1.5.
Well, we offered it. So,
they didn't need it.
You're off. So you increased?
Well,
the university has that language.
I think I have made a motion here.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Okay, so what? I understand. This is the Senate was negotiating with Minnesota Quinn and the head of the county board before. So how did this? I'm confused. But it was in the Senate bill at $1 million. Why would you guys go up from a Senate position when you don't have a position? Well, they were trying to make it very hard. Well, there's a lot of people who need to be made happy.
It
So the offer is even more expensive. And then I assume the offer ran the table. Is it that time? Great. Well, he gave that one. This one. He gave it to him. I don't know. Where'd they get this one from? It's called Mint. Oh, they whacked it. Oh, they're going to do the design. They do it every year. Which It's like,
which means
it's
you
like
get them two
Iron Range, Iron Range, Iron
oh,
Range.
One Iron Range. They're all North Country, so it's all yours.
Oh, yeah. That's my trouble. That everybody normally
is. You got to be president of the You know what?
Talking to you. Help you. All I can do is help you.
Dakota County, how long have we been carrying this? And we get continued heartbreaking.
This part, yeah.
What are you,
140 to 40
years?
We will, after this motion, have a couple minor amendments, and if members wish to be heard on the House's motion at this time, they're certainly eligible for recognition. Anybody wish to speak? As many as are in favor of the motion, as many as are in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
Motion does prevail. The amendment is adopted. We do have a couple minor things. I think that Senator Maud, do you want to be recognized now or after we have ready to vote on the conference report?
Before the final vote.
There is couple of minor technical House 3.10 to 3.13 and Senate 3.4 to 3.7, which deals with board certification and also affordable student access. I think that that's non-controversial. As many as are in favor, say aye.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe we have that amendment.
This is on the side-by-side. 3.10 to 3.13 in the House, 3.4 to 3.7 on the Senate.
All right.
Does the university need that? I thought they wanted us to be silent. Fine, do it.
Okay. Many as are in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. Motion prevails.
I just want to point out that we only want to be silent on fees when it's not in our interest.
Okay. Representative Sertich, I think you had an amendment that you've had distributed.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the DB 0064 amendment.
Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment deals with the Hockey Hall of Fame up in Eveleth, and it would take some money, 0.20 cents from the TACNET distribution fund, and make it available to the Hockey Hall of Fame to continue it in Minnesota and in Eveleth, where it was started, and it also would make sure that it's matched with a private donation. And if Senator Tomasoni would like to speak to this as well.
Senator Tomasoni.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, it seems appropriate to put it on this bill because when you think of the University of Minnesota and you think of Eveleth, Minnesota, you think of Mayasich and Mariucci, who are two big alumnus of the University of Minnesota, and so I thought this would be appropriate. But the other reason for it is because, Mr. Chairman, this is something that just happened within the last week or so, we would like to make sure that we get this done, and I'm trying to get it on a bill that I think is going to pass, and we're not exactly sure how many are going to pass, so I would hope that everybody could support this.
Representative Sertich renews his motion. As many as Senator Pognor.
For the record, Senator Thompson, this amendment has nothing to do with any earlier decisions that were made.
Absolutely
I want to make
not.
That very clear at the University of Minnesota.
Absolutely not. This was never ever discussed in the context of anything that has happened here.
At least not with me.
Nope.
I think people who have worked in the legislature know what I just said.
As many as are in favor of Representative Sertich's motion, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion does prevail. The chair would renew his motion that Senate file 2460 as amended be recommended to pass. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and you know, members of the conference committee, I came to this conference committee with some misgivings and some concerns, and I was hoping that given the time and energy we've given to this project that we would be able to help our university build the Gopher Stadium, but with a sufficient source of funding so that we didn't have to tax our students and we didn't have to allow a corporation to come on campus and come to one of our major universities and get an opportunity to get free advertising for what it would seem like it's in perpetuity. And I'm just concerned that I just feel like we're going down the wrong path, and I'm hugely concerned on a number of different levels, but I just I feel like there are students who are being compelled to pay a student fee who may not ever really attend a game or go to the stadium. I think we are sending the wrong message that we're willing to tax and we're willing to allow, you know, corporations come on board and get free advertising. That seems to be contrary to the academic mission of what the university is about, and I think that we're sending the wrong message to our students when we're allowing their tuition to increase, when we're having problems finding resources for our, you know, bioscience projects to support the academic mission of the university, and yet we're willing to put this kind of money from the general fund to pay for the stadium, which may or may not in the end be a good idea, because this stadium is of value to a public university. But I am concerned that for the next 25 or some years, many, many students will be compelled to pay a student fee, which they may or may not be able to afford to, or may or may not want to the university. And it is something that we easily could have addressed if we were going to be giving money to the university to build the stadium. I think that we could have taken students' concerns into consideration and give them a little bit more and allow our students to not be compelled to pay for the stadium. And so I'm disappointed the direction we're going. I'm disappointed at the university's decision to build that into their financing model. And I'm disappointed that as a committee we've allowed that to happen.
Any further discussion? Representative Carlson.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I might comment, you know, a conference committee like this, by its very nature, has to have some give and take to it. And I think the final product that's here, in my view, is fair. And as many people in the room know, I've had a long history of being involved with funding for the University of Minnesota. If I would have had absolute authority, the bill might look quite a bit different than it perhaps does, but as a part of that give and take, we all have to accept some compromise. When I look at the way the bill was first reported out of the Higher Ed Finance Committee on the House side, and it was a unanimous vote, if I recall correctly, a year ago, and I look at where the student fees, for example, were then and where we are now with the final conference committee report at $25 per year, I think we've greatly improved what I quite frankly found at that point in time was a bit of a sensitive issue for me as well. But we've moved a long way, and so I think we have a fair product here. And if you'll recall this morning, one of the issues I've always been concerned about is student access and what those costs might mean. And was pointed out, or it was confirmed that the student financial aid will offset some of that cost for many of those students between the state grant program as well as what the university makes available as well. So I would say I think we've got a fair product before us, and I would encourage us to move forward.
Senator Tomasoni.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Senator Moore's concerns are very, very valid. And Senator Bogomiller mentioned a couple of times about how tuition has gone up like 80% and that now we're adding another fee. And Representative Carlson made the comment about compromise, and I'm all for that. And this is a good product, I think, after the compromise. But having said that, I would love to see something happen in the very near future here within the potential of the university's fundraising or large donors or alumni who know about this and who really care about the university and really care about the students. This may be a great opportunity for somebody to step forward and actually put in some type of a donation that might alleviate the student fee that Senator Moore is concerned about. And I would hope that somebody out there listening would maybe step up to the plate and try and take care of the problem for the kids, because university is about teaching.
Senator Pogomiller.
I think the largest flaw in the bill is the fact that it does not have a dedicated source of revenue. The bill is simply not paid for, and I think the governor has made a mistake by allowing on-campus stadium to be pitted against the educational mission of the university, healthcare, and education in general in our budget. And I just think that's a long-term mistake. I really do.
Before we vote, members, this is the last meeting that I'm going to be at in room 200 of the state office building, where I have spent a pretty good portion of the last 18 years. Last 16 as chair of the House, as a member of the Tax Committee, 6 years as chair of the Tax Committee. And I certainly would hope, just for a little indulgence, to thank you all for being part of it. These are pretty, both sad and happy times for me. Sad that I'm going to be leaving a lot of good friends on both sides of the aisle. You wouldn't know it, but Senator Pogomiller and I are very good friends, and really do work well together. And I think it is particularly moving to me that the last bill and the last vote we're going to be taking is something that I'm not doing for myself. I'm doing for my kids and for kids throughout Minnesota. Actually, building something and building communal pride for one of the finest land-grant institutions in the nation. And I guess if I wanted an obituary or a tombstone written for my legislative service, it will be that I was able to get some major projects accomplished, maybe with a few bumps in the road, and I certainly understand the comments of Senator Pogomiller and Senator Moore, but that hopefully I did so in a collaborative process, and that the work product will speak for itself. And I would like to particularly thank the other 9 conferees for their courtesy, particularly my friends on the DFL side, who sometimes had to step a little bit outside their comfort zone as this bill went forward, and to thank the senators for all their courtesy over the years. And I think that we are ready to vote. As many as are in favor Senate file 2460 being recommended to pass by this conference as amended, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
No.
Motion does prevail. Motion bill is adopted. Thank you.